Words for the webbing activity. These are a list of problems facing the world. Listen to the explanations of these words in English. First, poverty. Poverty means when people don't have enough money to live. People don't have enough money for their needs. This is poverty. Next, child labor. Child labor means when children work like adults and don't go to school. This is when children work like adults and don't go to school. Next, illiteracy. Illiteracy means when people can't read or write because they have no education. So people haven't went to school, they haven't been to school, so they don't know how to read or write. This is illiteracy. Next one is population growth. Population growth means that the number of people is increasing. Population growth means when the number of people increases. Okay, the next one is deforestation. Deforestation is when forests are cut to make something for humans. So forests are decreasing because forests are cut to make something for humans. The next one is desertification. Desertification means that more land becomes dry and bare. More land becomes dry and bare. That is desertification. The next one, food shortages. Food shortages means when there isn't enough food for people to live. There isn't enough food for people to live. Okay, the next one is environmental destruction. Environmental destruction means that nature is damaged by humans. Nature is damaged by humans. This is environmental destruction. The next one is loss of biodiversity. The loss of biodiversity means various types of life disappear from an area. So one area has many types of life, and the types of life decreases. So various types of life disappear from that area. This is loss of biodiversity. The next problem is economic inequality. Economic inequality means when unfairly some people have more money than others. And this could also be about different countries. Some countries are richer than others. Some countries are rich, some countries are poor. This is an economic inequality. The next one is oppression. Oppression means when one group of people stops another group of people from being happy. So, one group wants to do something, but they can't do it because another group of people stops them from doing it. This is oppression. Okay, the next one is terrorism. Terrorism means when people use violence for political reasons. People use violence for political reasons. This is terrorism. The next problem is aggression. Aggression means when one group of people gets hostile with another. So it's almost violence or conflict, but not quite. It's just being unfriendly or hostile. This is aggression. The next one is conflict. And conflict means when groups of people fight each other with weapons. A conflict is when two groups of people are fighting each other with weapons. Next one is refugees. Refugees mean when people escape from where they live because it's too dangerous to stay. So refugees are people that have escaped from where they live because it's too dangerous. Okay, the next one is migration. So this is people moving from one area to another. It doesn't have to be because it's dangerous. Maybe it's not dangerous, but they want to move. So people moving from one area to another is migration. Sometimes it's not a problem. The next one is illegal immigration. This is people moving to another country without a proper visa. So, since they don't have a proper visa, it is illegal. That's illegal immigration. The next one is energy resources and energy consumption. Energy resources are the things we need from nature to make energy, like wood, coal, or oil. And energy consumption is the fact that we are using lots of energy. The next one is prejudice and discrimination. Discrimination and prejudice. This is basically treating people differently because of appearance or religion. So, discrimination is treating people differently because of something like the way they look or their religion. And prejudice means that we think we know something about that person because of the way they look or their religion. So they're very similar. The next one is human rights violations. Human rights violations means when someone is treated badly for no reason. For example, someone is put in jail because they said something bad about the government. This is a human rights violation. The next one is political and cultural oppression. So oppression means when one group stops another group from being happy. And political and cultural oppression means that one group stops another group from being happy because of the other group's political beliefs or because of the other group's culture. So some people feel that they can't be happy because of their culture or their political beliefs, and they believe that another group is stopping them from being happy, so they feel oppressed. The next one is mass consumption. Mass consumption means that we use many things for our lives. We are using many things for our daily lives, and this is mass consumption. The next problem is the pursuit of comfort and convenience. We want an easier lifestyle, so we use more and more things. So this is the reason for mass consumption, and greater mass consumption is the reason is because of our pursuit of comfort and convenience. We want an easier lifestyle. The next one is unfair trading. Unfair trading means that some countries make more money than other countries, even though in both countries, the people are working hard. Some countries get more money than other countries when they trade. So this is unfair trading. The next one is human trafficking. This is when people are brought to another country for a job, but the job is bad and they can't leave the job. And the people who bring these people to the other country are making money. So they call this human trafficking. It's a problem in Japan. The last problem on the list is HIV or AIDS. As you know, this is the virus that makes people get sick easily. Nowadays, if you get AIDS or HIV in a developed country, you won't die because there are medicines. But if you get AIDS or HIV in a developing country, you may die because the drugs are too expensive. Okay, that's the end of the English explanations of the problems facing the world.